From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration announced today it is freezing the assets of three organizations that it says are funding the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The move comes after Hamas claimed responsibility for last weekend's suicide attacks. 25 Israelis were killed. One of the groups targeted is the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development, which claims to be the largest Muslim charity in the United States. NPR's Pam Fessler reports from the White House.
Early today, federal agents went to the main offices of the Holy Land Foundation in Richardson, Texas, just outside Dallas. They seized documents from the nonprofit group and shut the office down. Agents did the same at three other Holy Land offices in California, New Jersey, and Illinois. President Bush said it was part of his broader effort to fight terrorism by stopping the flow of funds to terrorist groups.
Message is this: those who do business with terror will do no business with the United States or anywhere else the United States can reach.
The president, who announced the actions at the White House, said the Holy Land Foundation raised $13 million last year, claiming that the money would go to care for needy Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. In fact, he said the donations finance the activities of what he calls one of the deadliest terrorist organizations in the world.
Money raised by the Holy Land Foundation is used by Hamas to support schools and indoctrinate children to grow up into suicide bombers. Money raised by the Holy Land Foundation is also used by Hamas to recruit suicide bombers and to support their families.
The foundation today denied that it's provided any support to terrorist groups or individuals. It says it's a humanitarian organization, unfairly targeted as part of a nationwide smear campaign to undermine Muslims. Del Al Muhammad is an officer with the foundation.
It's extremely regretful that our government has chosen to take this position to cut off food to children and to these Palestinians, especially during Ramadan. I mean, we're shocked.
Also today, the administration blocked the assets of two other financial organizations, the Al-Aqsa International Bank and the Beit El-Mal Holdings Company, both of which operate in the West Bank. Administration officials said the groups are direct arms of Hamas. The action follows earlier U.S. efforts, in response to the September 11th attacks, to cut off financial support for the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and the Taliban. But the administration has always said it wanted to go after all terrorist groups, and last weekend's bombings in Israel hastened the efforts against Hamas. Attorney General John Ashcroft joined President Bush and Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill at the White House announcement.
The suicide bombings in Israel over the weekend and previous attacks claimed by Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad over the last few years leave no doubt about the urgency of stopping terrorism in all its forms.
Ashcroft said the Holy Land Foundation and an affiliated group had been under federal scrutiny prior to the September 11th attacks. Initially, there was some concern that going after such groups as part of the campaign against terrorism might hurt Middle East peace efforts and possibly alienate some nations the United States needs to support its campaign against the Taliban in Afghanistan. But Ruth Wedgwood, an international law professor at Yale University and the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, said the acts of the past weekend were so horrendous, there's likely to be broad backing for the administration's actions.
These are U.S.-based charities. We have every right to regulate groups that operate in the U.S. It doesn't amount to declaring war on Arafat, but it does serve as a signal that is prior tolerance for a certain level of violence is no longer acceptable.
She said the attacks have struck a chord with Americans who understand since September 11th that they, too, are vulnerable. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.